got this fucking itch. I can't scratch it. I can't reach it. Dude got bodied.
Wow. That catches me off guard because there's no hard break.
What's up, people of the party? My name is Chris. Pinkerton, if you're nasty, welcome to ETR, the best part of your Monday. Thank you for joining us tonight. Here we are. Tyler is on assignment.
I just got more assignments than fucking Don.
You know, I've yet to have any work turned in. I don't know what these fuckers are doing.
More assignment than Don Adams on Get Smart.
Well, it seems that
only the 50-year-olds will get that one.
It seems like I'm not the only one with a mustache tonight. They pop up in the most unusual places.
Yeah, yeah. It's good stuff, though, right?
It is good stuff.
It grew pretty quick.
Yeah, I'd say that came in probably the fastest I've ever seen. I still am waiting on the coordinated attack. I
don't know who's in charge. It's coming.
I don't know who's in charge here. Joining me now is the Jackal Squad.
Woo!
Somebody will have the mustachio next week, I imagine.
Somebody better.
Take a spin around the jackal yard and see who is hanging out with us tonight from his nocturnal chamber. He has literally been in his house so long that when he went out, it burnt his skin. Brian, what's up, buddy?
What is up? People.
I think you sold everything back there. Everybody's wondering.
I think that's what it really is.
I saw
is.
In a chat earlier, I think someone said, I wonder if we're going to see Brian's Nightwing, and I'm said, will we see Brian's collection tonight? Collection of what?
Collection of what?
So Brian, that tells me that people, they want to see you. Bring with like a floating head. Is that the Carhartt hat that you busted your head open on?
It is.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's, I love things with the story.
It's wear and thin. See that? It's getting nice and warm.
Oh, I thought you bought it like
a lot of people. Did you buy it like that?
I didn't. I put it in the washing machine.
Some people buy shit like that. Weathered. Look at it. Old.
Yeah. They do. They buy dioramas like that.
They do.
They like the weathering. The white dry
weather
brush.
Weather or not.
I need a white dry brush in my life. Oh boy, up next, the one, the only, drinking the metal can bottle tonight.
The guzzlers, baby. The cheap guzzlers. Gotta fucking pace myself.
Let's guzzle, Dust.
Let's guzzle.
Cannot. I'm gonna guzzle the nerd juice here.
Ooh.
Doing
the do. Dust, what's up, Dust?
Yo, what's up, everybody? I am very happy to be here. I need to excel all the negative and just fucking have a good time. Oh, that's one strike on YouTube. Yeah, they don't like us for cursing. No, I'm only kidding. But if we curse less, we get into the algorithms. We're not in that big pond, so don't matter. I love our little pond. I love the chat squad. I love everybody.
I love everybody.
But happy to be here, guys.
Up next, he is Poppy. From Poppy's Pigs here in ETR. Jose, what is up, man?
What's up, guys? Happy Monday. Happy Rocktober. It continues. And part of the hoodie, it's just a little chilly here in the BX. A little
dude, it's chilly in my living room today.
It's almost like, you know, there's like a ghost in here or something. You know?
Burr.
Yeah. Yikes.
Dude, it was like, I couldn't believe it. It was 47 yeah. degrees, blustery. It was like one of those Winnie the Pooh days, you know? Yeah. Rain comes down, you know?
My wife pouring outside.
It's still remember that.
So much rain.
It is still raining out there.
Dude, I don't know if I'm getting old or if it's the fact that I did 10,000 steps a day this weekend, but like last night, my hip was killing me.
You know what? You know what Shakira always said?
The hips don't lie.
Hips don't lie, Brian.
No. Yeah. Oh, they don't.
I did not know that.
But I'm feeling better today. I think, I don't know. Maybe it was the unexpected exercise, or I was beginning to think if you eat like 2 pounds of meat at a barbecue joint, it makes your hips hurt. Or
Well, maybe that's probably the gout, if that's what happened.
Yeah, so maybe I'm just susceptible to these low pressure systems coming in.
Oh, yeah,
know.
Man.
You guys feeling it? Yeah. I do regularly.
Dude, so. I run around the store like I'm the guy from Jurassic Park, the old man. not the good guys, the old man.
Last night, like, I could not get to sleep. I was like, I couldn't sleep on either side.
Jimmy legs.
Ended up just...
Jimmy legs.
I took 6 ibuprofen. I said, fuck it. Let's just fucking go to bed.
Bro, take it up to this next level. Aleve.
Aleve.
Naproxen. Naproxen, what is it? Naproxen sodium or whatever it is? That's the generic version.
Crack cocaine.
Take it up a notch, man. Take it. I'm on 6 or 7 a day.
I'm on everyone.
Get that oxy.
Up next, ma'am, I don't know if you have a license for that thing. Jan, how
What's
are
up,
you?
Man? I'm good. This is weird, though. I've never had a mustache, so I'm...
I'm so confused. What's the thing on the side of your face?
These are this is the ends of the mustache. Yeah. This is
Can you curl them? Can you curl them?
No, I could, but I didn't yet. I should though. I like need it to go. I can do that.
Get you some museum wax to put in it.
I should. Put you on there, railroad checks there.
I don't know how long I'm going to be able to keep this guy on there, though.
Oh, yeah. Mine came off like the first 10 minutes.
It's really weird. Like, it makes the whole upper lip feel a little funny. Like, I feel like I can't talk right. I'm like, wah, wah, wah. You know? It's weird. And I don't think I'm going to be able to drink my coffee.
Looks good on you, though. Looks good on you.
How are you, Chris?
Oh, I'm delightful. I'm doing just great.
A ray of sunshine.
I have
on
no
a
complaints.
Cloudy day.
No complaints at all. So, well, that was so much fun.
Oh boy,
let's do it one more time in a segment that I like to call "What'd You Get?"
Roll it.
Nice.
Nice.
That's what
that was on Simon and Garfunkel's third studio album.
Yes.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I hope that's one of the 20.
Breakbeats and Sweet Treats.
Ooh, good one.
Hello, drum break. You're my old friend. I fucked that one up.
We'll forgive you, Brian.
Hey.
Lay it on us.
All right.
Bring the pain.
I got a few things. I picked up the Black Series Stormtrooper.
Ooh, cool.
So let me ask you a question about that trooper, Brian. Sure. Hold it up again. It looks like he's just floating in the air because I can't see.
Go fuck yourself.
How many years do you think that one will pass before they'll decide that they need another one? I'm just curious.
I don't know. This one's pretty damn good. It's a pretty damn good Stormtrooper.
Pretty good. Yo, you see he got married to that piece of ass? Way to go, Larry David.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Well, okay.
I have to say, it is fantastic, but I think I think I have become a more of like an import figure snob. You know, I've just graduated to the next level.
You need a mustache.
Although I think this is great, I'm just like, you know, that Figure Warts one that I picked up a few months ago. I'm like, huh.
Dude, you still didn't get a battery.
Good. But anyways, I got that. I got a Kamino clone trooper.
Ooh.
Yeah. To go with that wolf guy, I think. His name is Wolf, right?
Who's Wolf?
The wolf trooper.
No.
Lieutenant, captain.
Wolfie's sergeant. In the chat.
Let's see here.
De Niro also, dance.
So I met up with one Big Dom.
Big Dom!
Went on a little hunt. We'll expound on that a little tomorrow, hey, I suspect. But something that I wanted was actually at a store.
No.
Boom.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, dude.
Hold on. What is that? Go ahead. Put it up.
Boom. Oh,
wow.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was pretty excited because, like, I never find anything that I want. And I'm like, wow, Dom, there it is. I'm like, I got it on pre-order BBTS. It should show up eventually. But I'm like, there it is. I'm like, wow, I'll just have to buy it, you know? And then I'm like, I'm in Jersey. So I'm like, dude, do I really want to pay sales tax? I'll probably find it. Fuck it. Just buy it. So I bought it. I built it. I built it today. Shout out to...
Hey, we're going to do a GoFundMe for $1.80 for Jersey Tax.
Shout out to Indigenous Peoples Day or whatever today is. And I was home.
It's Columbo Day.
So I built it.
Let me ask you, after you killed her.
Wait, you were home from work today and you're still sitting around in the dark?
It was crazy. I didn't even know it was Columbo Day. It's like usually like the kids are home from school, the people home from work. They're not like that anyway. So it's like every ordinary day today at work.
And it's funny. This thing came with like this package with this addendum in it. And I didn't read the addendum. And it has these little parts here.
Right. I got that once from my landlord's lawyer.
And then what it says, I didn't read it. I just cut the package open and put it into the bin with the other parts, you know, the little things that I use. But I happened to be reading it before the show, and it says, take the ones you already have and throw them in the trash.
What?
But I mix these up with the other ones, so I don't know if I have the trash ones on here or the right. I don't.
Whoa, back it up. Wait, what's going on here?
It says, do not use the part from this bag. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Why?
I don't understand.
Maybe I got lucky. I did build it, and maybe it's fine. But
just don't say Beetlejuice 3 times.
Yeah. So anyway, don't. If you get this, make sure you read this first, and you throw the existing parts in the trash.
Yeah, in the trash, guys.
You were like a fucking 2-year-old ripping through that shit, ready to put it together.
Yeah, man. And last.
Hi, Pelican.
I know a lot of you folks are into the pumpkin spice season, most likely, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, find one of them on this panel. But I know that exists in the
there's
world.
There's no basic bitches on this channel, right? So people don't jug into... Well, I tell you what.
I got my panel on.
When this time of year comes around, for those of you who drink tea, it's eggnoggin season.
What?
Shut the door.
Fucking tea. It's
exceptional.
Now, I miss the old box. The old box, these little penguins on a sled is kind of cool.
We did get eggnog ice cream in.
Use a Bigelow hoe, Brian.
And then we did get pumpkin ice cream in for friendlies, and then the warehouse is out already.
But it doesn't taste like pumpkin. It tastes like cinnamon and nutmeg.
Yeah.
Well, there's two.
Yeah.
Turkey Hill makes a pumpkin pie. And then Friendly's makes a straight pumpkin.
Are either of them any good?
They're limited flavor. You don't know when it's coming in. I don't know. I don't eat that shit. But if you don't jump on it the day you get it, because everybody just orders like 100 cases from the warehouse because it usually just the warehouse runs out before even November hits. That's and people are at, where's the pumpkin ice cream? Up your ass. That's what I tell them. Up your ass. They can't hear me because I got the mask on, but it's up your ass.
I don't like the pumpkin stuff.
No, they're fucking nuts.
I actually ended up hunting. I'll skip this because it's food related and I won't remember. So I found out that Yingling has a Hershey Porter.
I heard about that.
Yeah, I've never tried it. I've been looking for it.
So I had a buddy down, you know, from Alabama, where I'm from, had posted about it, and I was like, oh, I didn't know this existed. I'll have to look for it. And he said, have you, you know, been able to find it? So I went in the liquor store there by Walmart, you guys know, and they had the tag. So I pulled the tag and I said, hey, do you guys have the DCPI for this? Scan this pack. Go get it out of the pack. I know you guys are saving it all.
It's here on Pathfinder. I found it on Pathfinder. You guys have it. Where is it?
That was great.
So I just went up to the register and asked, and the guy's like, yeah, we got this old guy. I was like, hey, do you guys have that Hershey's Yingling? He's like, no, we got about 36 cases of them in, and we sold them in about an hour and a half.
Really?
Something crazy like that. And I'm like, all right.
Fucking bots. Jesus.
I said, when to check back? I said, when should I? She's like, check back on Thursday. Okay.
So and now I got to add that to my Target trip.
Well, hang on. This story gets better. So Kelly was going to the store, and I said, hey, go by the liquor store and check for this. And she goes in and gets the same story. But that liquor store has taps in the back, and they happen to have that on tap. Well, I didn't know they did this. She got me these huge cans. They're probably, I don't even know. It was probably like 48-ounce cans that they filled the cans up with this stuff. So I got to try it this weekend.
Okay, that's
it's
cool.
It's like you could bring your own growler.
It's like
a growler.
Yeah. It's a giant can. But yeah, so it's pretty good. I've had chocolate flavored before, but it was very tasty.
Now, sure. is it overpowering, or just mm-hmm. it's just a little light in the mix, like a malt? Like you,
yeah, kind of like
aftertaste,
a malt.
Like your aftertaste. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna look for it.
It's worth tracking down. So I don't know if it's a long term thing or if it's just a beer chasers. The new website.
We got a new thing on the Realm of Collectors channel.
Realm of Beer Collectors.
I have tried that Sweet Baby Jesus back in the day, like the peanut butter chocolate one.
I've tried that before. That is a good one as well.
Coming to you live outside of a Bottle King. I'm going in 3 seconds to see if we got this.
All right. So, Dust, I believe – I'm sorry, Brian, are you done after showing me your eggnog tea?
Yeah, I am done. I should have some more stuff next week.
It's pretty bad when you dig it for the eggnog.
All right, Dust.
I got that thing over there from the Studio Dre. Sent me that. Finally got it. 2 days. You know, not finally got it. It came in 2 days, but, you know, I mentioned it last week. But, you know,
Storm and Thunderbird. Got it, making it seem like it took forever to send it to you. You know?
It's fucking awesome.
Very cool.
Fucking awesome. And we're going to do a live. Got to fix myself right out the box here.
Ooh, nice.
Got a little something today from a certain person that's on the panel. Thank you, Chris.
Who?
Who, huh? I kind of cheated and got it almost there. Right out the box, live on ETR. Let's see what... Oh. Is there another box in the box?
Dude, that's how it came. And actually, hey, I put more packing in there than they put. I added all that packing paper because all it was those two little bubbles. I did open it.
If it's in this, we're good. Oh, I didn't know this. Oh,
the other end should be open. I don't think I taped it back. Check the other end. Check the other end.
Oh, it is open. Look at that. Hey. All right. Fat fingers with the flipper. Oh, yeah, this is going to be fucking fun to watch me.
Yeah! Got it. Look at that. That was quick.
Yo!
Whoa.
Yeah, baby.
Wow, that fancy.
Yeah, I want to do this live, so I just see my reaction.
That's sexy.
Now, what
now, take slide? Your time. You don't want to damage that box.
Yeah, don't rush. Nice and easy.
Was it slide down?
I have no idea. I didn't mess with it. I literally got as far as you are right now and put it back in the box.
Oh,
I broke easy. It. Oh, well. That's all right.
There's tape at the bottom. I see what they did there. There's a hella fire tape. Hella tape? Hella fire?
But
oh, follow me. Follow the bouncing scene. All right, I'm going to open this live right here. One side. Two side. Oh, wow, look at that. What a fucking presentation this thing.
It's a family portrait.
So beautiful.
You guys know how much I love the X-Men and the old school.
Yeah.
This is just right up my fucking alley. And
it comes out. That's cool.
Well, it's
got a letter on it.
Yeah.
Hey, Dust. A letter. I gotta hop out for a sec. I'll be back. Yeah,
that's the clue. That's the, was it Dr. Pickle did it in the lavatory with a lead pipe?
Yeah, I'm not gonna get into that right now, but there's actually like probably an invitation to the Hellfire Club or something like that. How fucking dope is that,
dope.
Man?
That's nice. A dope presentation. Nice. Right there.
This is probably one of the craziest Marvel Legends sets I've fucking ever got.
Dude, look
that looks incredible.
Yeah, that looks incredible.
Wow.
Even with the background of the room, like behind the figures. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to open. I don't want to. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, man.
Yo, Hasbro, fucking bravo with this. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Well, they always do a great job with presentation on their exclusives.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is unbelievable. Yeah. This is. She got a great ass.
What's the retail on this set? What's it going for?
What was this, like $80?
Wow.
Yeah.
On for $80. That's
$79.79, right? It was like, yeah.
$79.
$20 a figure, man. That's right now with the FlexPay system. You can get this from dustmites.com for $799. Throw it on the FlexPay and pay $152.99 a month for the next 16 months. Someone want to do that, man?
That's some serious math.
This is fucking incredible. Holy shit. Wow. You want to hear the fucked up thing is? I fucking missed on the troopers, man.
Oh.
The Cobra troopers?
No, the Hellfire troopers.
Oh, those guys. They're guards or something, right?
Yeah, I waited too long and they were sold out, man. So.
Well, at least you got them. I mean,
without a doubt. Shout out to Chris, man. Chris fucking grabbed this for me, man. Oh,
were those troopers exclusive too, or are we going to see them in the wild?
Yeah, they were exclusive, but other retailers are selling them for more.
Oh, gotcha. Mm.
But yeah, I didn't mean to hog the screen there, but
no.
You know how I am with my X-Men.
Man.
Yeah.
Especially that era.
That's incredible.
I never ever thought they were going to be they would ever do a Hellfire Club. You know, even on top of doing like a really cool fucking Claremont era.
Right.
You know, of X-Men, and man, just for that display, man, it's like, I mean, I don't even have my Legends out yet, so it's going to be nice to keep this in the box right now until I figure what I'm going to do, but
Well, you know what's interesting? I mean, you remove that clamshell out of there, it looks like you could stand them up right in there, and that might actually just fit right into a Billy shelf.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, there's no plastic in front of it. It's just... Right. You open up the doors, you pull that cardboard piece out, and boom, it's right there. It's right there. That is really fucking nice. Bravo. Bravo.
Yeah, I got in on the pre-order for that, so mine doesn't show up until like April of next year or some shit like that.
Really? I guess so. Hasbro Pulse does come in handy, being an exclusive member.
So basically they had a bunch made for the con that never occurred. So the members got to get theirs on the first day, and then they left pre-orders open for the masses up until the Sunday after that. So basically people were allowed to pre-order it.
So what you're saying is membership has its privileges.
Yes, finally. Chris, thank you very much. That is unbelievable set, man.
Stoked.
I'm glad you...
That is... wow.
Glad you like it.
That makes
me honestly now, like, the price is right where, I mean, you'd think they could really
$20 a figure, man.
$20 a figure, right?
Nope. They could have easily did $129 on that,
yeah,
and people would have still fucking bought it. But
I think it's because the box is super nice. Don't get me wrong, but it's not like it's something like, it's not like it doesn't come with a vehicle or like, you know, extra accessories that you're going to use. It's a very nice presentation.
That is really fucking dope.
And you think about like that. That Cobra Commander, it's nice. It's got the cape and the, you know, couple like two or three extra little accessories, but it was $10 more than a retail figure.
You know, it's funny. Like, I think when you see a set like that that's going to drop, like I think about the guys making this stuff, the guys and girls over at Hasbro and whichever company, because they're probably like, oh, you know, we're putting out so many waves this year, and they know that it just shows up in the normal packaging. But like when something like this drops, I'm sure they get – if someone gets tapped on the shoulder to work on it, I'm sure they're like super stoked. Like, yeah. Oh, that
and you could definitely tell they care and they're fans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially going across all lines with Hasbro, man. I know we still give them a lot of shit, but wow, it's a really good time right now. It really is. Yeah. That's a great – and that Storm Thunderbird is fucking gorgeous.
Yeah. Do you think it's got to be that young generation, like people probably like us, our age, that
they're now getting
stuff,
they're getting
there.
Into that they're in there. Now they're in there.
They got
me and Coach
to make things happen.
Yep, you know they're in there now. You know
that's incredible. It does look good.
Dom said the Hellfire Guards are back in stock. All right, good to know. I'm in there.
I think their pre-orders are up. I don't think they're in stock.
It doesn't matter. I just want two. I'm not greedy. I'm not building an army. I just want two.
Nobody's greedy.
That's something that you definitely need to put like in a dio or something. That is just wow. Really?
Could you build me a library?
Oh no, man!
With a real librarian in it all the time, except on Tuesdays when she goes to take her cat to the vet for therapy.
I gotta take Sadie to the vet.
Sadie.
Sadie. Sadie. Cat's name is
with the needles. They put the needles in her knees. What do they call that?
The poor pads.
They do the punctures for the cat's paws. At the library.
De Niro.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do with my fat face is squint. Duff. But yeah, that's it, guys. That's all I got, man. Wow. I probably would have been the same if I opened it not on air, man. I'm not exaggerating or anything, but holy shit. Beautiful.
See, I'm not allowed in the library anymore.
And that's what right out the box is all about, too.
That's your first reaction.
Yeah, like boom.
First reaction. I want to see what that invitation says. It probably invites you to become a member of the Hellfire Club.
Members only.
Don't. Good stuff.
Yep.
All right, Jose.
All right, well, keeping it realm here.
Realm.
Just like Chris hooked Dust up right there, Dust hooked me up this week. And he was out toy hunting, and he found that recently released movie masterpiece Starscream that just came out, but it's somehow clearance for $45.
Who wants a $45 bag of Doritos? Sarge said, me.
Can't pass it up. And it came the next day. Like he shipped it, boom, here the next day.
I couldn't believe it the next day. That's the post office by my job.
Yep.
I think they're trying to make up for COVID. Trying to kill all the rumors about how you got their fucking postal workers throwing ballots in the garbage. Crazy fucks.
Yeah. So I didn't open the thing, so no firsthand, you know, first off impressions from me or whatever, but couldn't pass it up for that price. So
what are you going to do? You're going to keep it in the closet?
It's on the pile.
Bit?
Yeah, it's on the pile.
Do you think, people are just getting it because of the price?
Yep,
because
probably, yeah.
Why get that?
Yo, and I saw somebody else actually post that were like it was clearance for $45, and now they clearanced it again, and I think somebody found it for like $28.
No shit.
Oh, wow.
I'm surprised I found it because my stores have been really fucking shitty lately. Mm. Yeah, well, I can't say totally shitty. We got some stuff in, but everything goes fast, you know? So
What if that was supposed to come out like last planogram set, so they made a spot for it, but it didn't come out till after they had taken it off the planogram, and that's why.
Or probably just sat in the back, someone lost it.
Well, but it's everywhere, though. It's not just, I know. You know, it's got to be a SKU management issue more than just I left that in the back. But you see crazy stuff like that. Like that little shitbird Walmart we had, they had the Empire Strikes Back vintage wave and the Boba Fett helmet on the
Boba Fett.
Where? On the clearance aisle. That's where. And then it never hit the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those pretty carded figures had a big old 1288 sticker right
big
in the middle.
Big yellow.
Oh my God.
Big yellow school bus
that
sticker.
That was when I'd go in that store, and I it took me a while to figure out. There's these guys in like – they had on their like blue dicky work suits. And it was the guys from the automotive department they were stocking. just so they could work because they closed the automotive department. It took me forever. It's like, who are these people? Why are these guys? So they were where?
Oh, here we go, live.
No, he's not going to do it.
He's not doing it?
Oh, he muted himself.
Coward. Oh, that screwed something up. My whole shit over here went wackadoo.
Anyways,
wackadoo. One day he's gonna pick up that phone while we're on the air. One day.
We're
calling, and then one day Jose's gonna buy a battery.
Yeah, you want to hear the beep?
What size is that battery? 9 volt? It's always 9 volt.
Fucking Verizon proprietary, you know. Gotta go over there and get it.
Let me know what battery it is. I'll buy it right now on Amazon. I'll send it to you.
But that's it for me. Just a giant Dorito.
How that doesn't drive you batshit crazy.
I'm used to it. I don't even hear it anymore. Yeah.
I guess that's how Trent's was too for 5 years.
I'm blessed. I'm gonna have
chirp. There you go. Okay.
Chirp.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
It is once again that time.
Yep.
It's time.
She said yep. It's only been a week, Chad. It's only been a week.
The stroll. What you get?
Oh man, a lot of things. Unfortunately, I got some things. grabbed a Cthulhu pop because Cthulhu. You know. You don't know? Lovecraft? No. I dove into the McFarlane DC wave, and I probably shouldn't have, but I got this guy.
Ooh. Oh, Azrael.
Azrael. Nice.
This figure is fucking amazing. Damn. Like, I don't even want to say that, and I wish that McFarlane would do this every time, but this guy is... He's got boots on. He has an ankle rocker in the boot, like in it. It's fucking crazy. These are soft, but not at the same time. It's ridiculous. The sword's
chew
great.
On them.
You kind of do. It's like beef jerky, kind of. No, okay.
It's like a Twizzler.
But he's like hits every freaking point. Like hood articulates. But the head also does individually. It's freaking crazy. So after getting him, I kind of jumped in and grabbed a bunch of the other ones. I was like, oh, man, yeah.
Todd Mack is back there like this.
I know. Look at this guy. Do you see this monster? Look at this dude.
Toddy Mack.
Do you see that?
Yeah,
it's freaking incredible.
Dark multiverse version.
What the heck is that?
It's heavy and huge is what it is.
That is the gentleman that killed Mr. Kent.
It's enormous. It's awesome. Crazy. Yeah. I had to get that.
That was regular retail too, or they jumped
the... I got it at Walmart. Walmart's running them at like $16 a pop right now.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice. Also grabbed the White Knight Batman, the Detective Comic Batman... and the Green Lantern Batman, because that guy looks so awesome.
Wow. Toddy Mac got you.
He did, man. And I was like, fuck this shit. I don't want nothing to do with it. And then I get this one.
Todd's like, gotcha, bitch.
I know, right? Cocksucker. Anyway.
Yes. That's what I heard.
This is amazing. This is a great figure. If anybody is questioning whether to jump into this, I can't disagree at this point. I also jumped into the movieverse stuff and got the Mystique, the Deadpool, and the Negasonic Warhead, and they look great. They're really good figures. We got Black Series 40th Anniversary Chewie, Darth. grabbed the Darth Vader. Found a carbonized Stormtrooper, another Tebow, another Geonosis Battle Droid, and Kamino Clone Trooper. JD surprised me and ordered the Tully's Terrible Night from the Ghostbusters Plasma series, and I didn't know. That showed up last week, and that was a huge surprise.
Nice.
And he's on his Earth Rise kick and grabbed Hoist, Grapple, Starscream, and Blue Streak.
Mm. Earth, baby, Earth.
Yeah, that's, he's in. He's in.
Sarge is happy. Look at that. Sarge is smiling.
Yeah,
he's like, excellent.
He's loving it. He's happy about it.
Good stuff. It really is.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad. It's not
bad
at all.
It's really good stuff.
He did great. We found Battle Cat for the Masters of the Universe Origins stuff, and he also grabbed the Point Dread set.
Oh,
the,
cool.
Yeah, the Mega Constructs.
Because I almost picked up a second one for you guys, and I was like, I might see it this week before I come see you. So
yeah, that's cool, though. I appreciate the thought. And then we grabbed the Pimp Daddy Destro. Found him. It was a kind of one in a million chance. And then we found the Jazz Wars Master Chief and wanted to check that out to see what that situation's all about. And I found this.
What? I've seen them at my Walgreens had them, but I wasn't committed. I almost got in.
They also have the Vincent.
Yeah, that's Vincent. And I think, isn't it a two-pack with Vincent and Bob? I think they come together in a two-pack. I mean, I'm
Vincent
sure.
does?
Don't quote me because I don't really remember. But
I don't know, but I was pretty
someone
excited.
Someone Google that shit. Chat squad, let us know. I think I really think Vincent, because it's just a small figure, I think Vincent and Bob come together.
That would be rad.
What a great movie, man. The story behind that flick. that script went around for years. Years. It went from Lost in Orbit and this thing and that, and then the black hole thing. So.
It's such a black great hole. Like, I'm very excited to have this.
Won't
so,
you
yeah.
come?
Yep.
You wash away the rain, black ocean.
That's it for me. Me and Azrael will be kicking it the rest of the show. And I guess that's it for
question.
Me. What'd you get?
Wait, real question first. Sorry. Azrael's ear, is there a piece missing?
I can't take his hood off.
Anybody got that joke at all?
No. Here.
Smurfs. All right, keep it rolling.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a really deep cut there, Dust.
Ooh, man.
All right.
Okay.
It could have been
anywhere. Told you. I told you I wanted to let off some steam tonight. I'm steaming up.
What'd
Stop
you get,
steaming
Chris?
Up my glasses.
Do you need the scroll, too?
It's not, no. It's just one pile of loot shipment and a couple odds and ends. So
Give me the loot.
I shipped my pile, which was two of the Mythic Legion's Elf Rangers, three of the Mythic Legion's Templar Knights, which I'm glad I got that one because it's got apparently some different paint apps from the original release. I got a Delphina of Aetheros.
Mm-hmm.
I got a Faunus. And I got a Mezco Spider-Man Far From Home Night Monkey Stealth Suit. I got Pimp Daddy Destro as well. On the Hasbro Pulse, you don't need this anytime soon. Pay extra for it to get shipped free, but 6 months after it comes out.
Hey, plan. Chris, which stealth suit? Was that the Marvel Legends or the
Mezco?
Mezco,
yeah. I got the shout out to Tyler. He picked up a Black Series Hondo for me. I don't know why I got that, but I just keep buying these Rebels figures. And then I got a very odd gift. So Mason was cleaning out his room. And he collects Marvel Legends, mostly Spider-Man related stuff. He bought a new Carnage figure this week, but he had a couple of figures in his closet, and he brings them down to me. He's like, "What do you mean do these? Because I don't want them." And so I got my very own Gwenpool figure.
Ooh.
This is the worst. Look at her leg. This is how they're made. She's all bow legged, and then. Is this supposed to be Sharon Carter, maybe?
Yep.
I thought that was Shatterstar.
It's literally a blonde. It's a blonde hair on the. Of course, Brian would know. It's a blonde hair on the Black Widow.
Black Widow. I was about to say that. Looked like Black Widow.
I didn't realize that Mason's like, yeah, they use that exact same buck for the same colors and everything for some of those, you know, that Black Widow movie that we're all waiting to see, I guess.
Yeah.
I got a giant laser cutter. Yeah.
Wow.
But that's
lift it up to the screen.
So it comes in a giant wooden crate. Me and Mason get out there with crowbars, start taking it apart, and had to like use a hammer to break this poorly welded frame around the bottom just to get it off. But it's
so
in the garage.
Do you need to wear like a radiation suit or a lead line jock strap before you turn that thing on?
Yeah, I just robbed a dentist's office and got some tests. No, it's not radioactively.
Are you planning like a walkthrough on the Crashbox channel of it to show what it does and see it in action and motion and stuff like that?
Kind of cool. Just need you to come over and film it for me.
It doesn't take long. Come on.
Yeah, but then I have to stop. It doesn't take long, but it takes forever because I'd normally be done and then have to stop and film.
Dude, I don't know.
I bought a GoPro to do that kind of shit. So
I would use that.
Yeah,
I would just start cutting shit up. Like, dude, let's see let's cut this up.
Let's cut these carrots up.
Yeah.
You can laser etch on food. On like frosting and stuff.
Nice. Yeah, are you going to?
No. Don't really plan to do any of that.
Rome Collectors Bananas coming to you live right on our RomeCollectors.com.
I recently found out that I apparently have been opening bananas wrong my entire life.
Oh, you're supposed to open them from the bottom.
The bottom.
Yeah, I've learned that in the past this year.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I learned that in the past year. I learned that in the past year as well.
Whoa, whoa. Whoa. What do you mean open from the bottom?
You don't open from the stem.
Let's fuck out of here. That's why you got that little thing there.
That's what I thought.
No, I think
the stem. That's how you pull it.
No, I think the stem's supposed to be a handle.
Yep.
That's horseshit. Horseshit.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
How do you
it does open easier than
you other just flip or pinch the tip. Pinch the tip, Dust.
Pinch the tip and pull.
Easy, guys.
Actually, all you got to do is cut it in half and then squeeze. It's like a push pop. It's like a push pop.
It works.
So. All right, everybody in the chat. Right now, let me know who eats bananas from the bottom.
That sounds foreign to me. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
It's actually easier. You ever get like hold the stem and try to open it and it just won't and you just squish the top around? Problem.
Yeah, that's what
it just goes. The Chiquita bananas go cling and then they open. It's, we're dancing, we're eating. But I don't eat the banana. I break it off and then eat it. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, same here, Dustin.
Yeah, so let me know out there in the chat. I don't need anybody in the break room getting any ideas of me eating a banana, you know? So,
oh, my goodness.
Sean, really, Sean? Bottom for sure? I don't believe you.
Serious, man. He's
I don't believe him. I don't believe. Look at him. I don't believe any of you. You're all lying.
These are all the people that sit down and wipe grass.
They're coming out.
Yep.
James says he's been doing it for the last 10 years.
Yeah, these are the guys. These guys eat a Milky Way with a fork and knife. All right, I'm out.
You're George Costanza over here.
That's it, folks. I'm out.
My goodness.
Oh, wow.
Well, I guess it's time. I
guess we're doing it wrong.
Guess it's time. I'm sorry.
Almost 50 and I've been doing it wrong.
Yep. That's right.
As long as you squeeze the potassium out of it.
That's right. Yeah. Next thing you know, you're going to tell me not to put it in a tailpipe.
Esteban says he just sticks the whole thing in his mouth and spits out the peel.
What am I? I'm a Z.
He's a real man's man. Okay, it's that time.
Wow.
It's time to look at some action figures.
Oops.
Oh, yeah, I didn't fuck that up.
I thought the co-producer was there.
Oh, well.
Oh.
Nonetheless.
It's on vacation.
Ladies and gentlemen, shout out to Jeremy B.
What's up, Jeremy B?
Thanks, Jeremy B.
for pulling this news together at the last minute.
At the buzzer.
At the buzzer. He slides in the DMs. Nice. Funny story. Clutch, he sends me a Google Drive pack that on my computer, I don't know why, I have to use Firefox. I can't use Google Chrome to open it to download from Google Drive. It won't do it. So that's I have Firefox on my computer specifically for this reason. Oh man. Okay. Reviews
joke
that you can use. Let's get started here by looking at some figures you might have already had, but you're going to have an opportunity to buy them again with better paint.
I love the fact that you didn't even know what we're doing. You're just going right off the cuff.
Yeah, I haven't looked at this. I really haven't. But, I mean, I pay enough attention to what's going on to know what's going on.
Let's bring it. Todd Mackauer.
So we're getting a Children of Thanos 5-pack. Amazon exclusive.
What's wrong with his arm? Why does it look like it's got cheetah print on it?
So he comes with a crispy fried arm and face.
No, he just unclogged his toilet is what he did. He had to get all the way down in there.
Well, I thought he was going to do Freddy Krueger for Halloween, but he didn't end up committing to it. So you get Thanos with burnt and unburnt body parts. You get Corvus Glaive,
which looks
a ton better than the last one.
Yeah.
You get Ebony Maw, who sounds like a British version of Ernest. with much better paint. You get Proxima Midnight, which I don't know if that looks any better. It's just an awful skull.
Fucking death metal band from 85.
She looks like she's wearing their quantum suit from Endgame.
And then you get Cole Obsidian, who looks completely different than the last toy.
It's very bizarre.
Yeah. So it comes in a box. It's only $119, which is considering it's two Build-A-Figures and then three repainted figures.
Yeah, I think the Build-A-Figure would really bring that up a little bit, right?
Right, because, I mean, you know, I don't know what these were going for. At one point, they were pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. But that's cool. They're doing a whole box set. So this is, I think, coming out. Yeah, it's coming out this year. It's an Amazon exclusive. Pre-orders are live, so.
Look at all your Christmas.
It makes sense because they're doing their new pre-order. Like the Kingpin was $30 for a Build-A-Figure. Like it's an old Build-A-Figure that they
redid. I still haven't gotten my fucking Kingpin. Thanks, Hasbro.
Amazon, just cancel it and just get it on Amazon. Be there tomorrow.
Oh, so frustrating. Speaking of frustrating, I'm just kidding. HasLab is doing this thing. This is the vintage collection, the Star Wars Mandalorian Razor Crest HasLab. So they fully funded Tier 1 and Tier 2. Currently has, this is at a 7 p.m. Eastern time, today on the 12th day of the 10th month, year of our Lord 2020. Jesus. 10,400 current backers. This is a 3¾ scale, 18th scale item. It is 30 inches by 20 inches by 10.5 inches, 350 American dollars.
Doll hairs.
You're looking at a fall 2021 release, people. This crowdfund is live until the 9th of November, which the country will be in shambles by then anyways.
Right.
I'll be gone to get your orders. I'll be gone to November.
So there were some tidbits from the Fan First Friday. Fully funded Fan First Friday.
Oh, God.
Say that faster.
Fully funded Fan First Friday for Star Wars tidbits. The child comes with his own vintage card back. It's an exclusive. Ooh. His pram will be vac metal.
Oh, God.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
You said the word.
The head and hands of the child will be unique to HasLab. Now, what you're looking at, ladies and gentlemen, is the actual physical model. Because before this, it was just pictures. It wasn't nothing real. It was just pictures.
Pictures.
So this is the physical model. They showed a video showing all the panels and features. Here's the child. There's no plans to release any of this crap after this, so put up or shut up.
He's got a thermal detonator.
The recent Mandalorian 3¾-inch figures will be reissued around the time that this is released. So if you need to play ketchup or mustard, I'm a horseradish kind of guy. There's at least one more unlock, and the details on that unlock are next week. My guess,
it's get paint.
It's a Cara Dune personal grooming set.
Ooh.
Dun, 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 dun. It's red in there. Does it come in black? No? Okay. There's the escape pod. Has he used the escape pod? Do we know there's an escape pod, Brian?
Yeah, look, it's like a little coffin thing.
I understand it's a little coffin.
Airball.
That's kind of wet.
Mm-mm-mm. I need one of those grooming kits.
So yeah, here's
oh, there it is. Isn't that the sunglass case that they shot fucking Spock out of?
Yeah, kind of like it.
When he died,
they
put him in a sunglass case and said, "Peace."
Some of those Oakleys that Dennis Rodman wore, they go all the way over your head. There's a figure in the cockpit.
All right. That looks pretty good, though. That's yeah. A good detail in there, man.
So you got till November 9th to do that.
Like,
so,
yeah.
Guess what? It's a figure you probably already have with some extra stuff on it. It's the Black Series Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order Scout Trooper. Because, you know, in the video games, they have more crap. this is a 6-inch scale figure. It comes out October 28th. That's in 2 weeks. Pre-orders are live, GameStop exclusive. Be nice to your GameStop people, and they might help you out. But he comes with, looks like some sort of, what the fuck is this? Somebody help me out. What's happening?
He's
just a fire stick?
He's in the Olympics. He's going to go light torch. That giant torch.
Mm-hmm.
Pass the baton.
Gotcha. Well, there he is. He's got a bandit. Look at him dragging that toe.
Yeah.
That's how he can stay in bounds.
Copyright.
Is this
like
my broken ass melody there?
Look at him. Gotta be up on that copyright shit like. Blah, blah, blah.
But he can do all these poses.
Oh, wow. That's fancy.
Every single one.
We get another copyright. Hey, ETR live on Twitch.
Yeah, there's been worse things happen. All right. Just when you thought it was safe, they're making more of these. This is the Tamashii Nation's Misho Mufi, Misho Mufi realization Star Wars Ronin Mandalorian. They had a pretty good deal on the older ones. Bluefin did. I think they were like 2 for $100 for some of the older ones. This weekend in the not SDCCCC NYCC gimmick. So this is $100, 6.7 inches tall. This is coming out in May of 2021. Pre-orders are live.
I like it.
I like it too.
He comes with a bunch of hands, gun, sword, sheath, pistol.
Nice.
They're pistoli. Really great.
He's got that pistoli. He's got the pistoli. I'm sorry, Chan. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. I just said the Misho stuff is really cool. I love it.
Oh, it looks great. I just don't want
to. Misho, honey.
Because it doesn't necessarily go side by side with your other, you know, 6-inch stuff. They are really cool, though. I really do like them.
Hey, look at this guy.
Whoa, hold on.
Is that Brian. Last Indiana Jones movie?
Brian, what is it
Crystal
that...
Crystal Skulls?
What are we supposed to say about this?
I think Brian's gone.
Is it sneaky?
He's gone. Look at this. He's abandoned his post.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you know what a filibuster is? I'm filibustering until Brian Brink comes back. I am. Oh, he's back. Damn it.
There he is.
I was about to tell a horrible story about a referee with webbed feet, but okay.
What flavor is this?
His feet, I don't know. I never got to them.
Oh, okay.
No, the clear ones are always pineapple or coconut or something.
Yeah, this is true. Ooh, that does sound good. Some tropical gummies.
Yeah,
So this is from Mattel. This is a Masters of the Universe Origin 75 Years of Art Engineering Series Skeletor. So this is a 75 Years of Art and Engineering Series features crystal clear releases of a few iconic Mattel items, allowing you to go into the see into the creation of a collectible. This is $50. It's pre-orders are live at creations.mattel.com. Didn't know that existed. But the other releases that you can possibly get involved in here is Barbie.
Oh,
a see-through Barbie.
Man, I want a crystal Barbie.
Is it a see-through pina colada flavored Barbie?
Hopefully.
Do they got a fat Barbie? Her name is Carby?
Maybe, but if that doesn't Barbie. Work, there's also clear Hot Wheels and clear Magic 8 Ball, which kind of spoils the fun.
Yeah, I would see that.
I mean, it almost looks like that's chrome. Does that not look chrome to you?
Yeah, kind of.
Maybe it comes with two different. Yeah, and then just the. Okay, I see now you can see all his joints and stuff and inside of his body, his ball.
That's pretty cool to see what the inner workings is, you know?
Yeah, it's like every other figure.
Do they glow in the dark?
I don't think so.
Sorry. That's unfortunate.
Does it stick to the wall when you throw it?
One could only dream. But there's an up close see-through face.
Wow.
And okay, up next.
Hey, look at that.
This kind of came out of nowhere. Mattel's Masters of the Universe Origins Castle Grayskull playset that, of course, comes with an exclusive figure. This is it says pre-order sold out in 1 minute on Walmart's website. Like you're ever gonna fucking get it from Walmart anyways. Hopefully you can find this somewhere at retail if you want it. It's 18 inches tall, 26 wide when open. It looks a lot like the original, but it's been tweaked a bit. Of course, it comes with a special edition sorceress, which, God, I hope they do it in her, you know, toy colors, because I really don't like that. Yeah. Just plain one. Flag, cannon, weapons rack, yada, yada, yada.
It looks like it's going to be white. That's a
cool picture that they put together here.
Yeah. And, I was watching, that Pixel Dan guy, and he was saying that this is not just a re-release of the one that you had as a kid. It's about the same size, but it is totally
redone, different.
Huh? Yeah, I don't know about totally.
What do you mean, Chris?
I mean, come on, look at this shit. Does this look familiar, guys? Yeah, because it's the same shit. They just put some different paint on. I mean, this is a different molded thing. I'm literally looking at a Castle Grayskull across the room.
Yep.
And you know, it's funny. We picked up a Castle Grayskull at toy show in the farm barn.
That's where I got the Corona.
No, not there. It's Shannon's that one.
Oh, it wasn't ZoloCon? It wasn't ZoloCon?
It's the York one.
They do one in York right before Christmas.
Right. It's Black Friday weekend or whatever. So we picked up, Kelly picked up one there, and then my parents found mine from my childhood in the attic and brought it up when they came this summer. And the paint apps on those are completely different. It's like, it must have been done, I don't know, it could have been done on one on a Monday and one on a Friday. Who knows? But I mean, this is, it's not completely different. Listen, I had to source this flag recently for her, so I know very well what it looks like. I think the base might be different, but. I guarantee you they're just, this is exactly the fucking same. Dan, shut up. They colored the shit different, and it's a little different, but it's not different enough where I want to get it. And so it's sparkly.
What's the retail on this?
$75.
The fuck out.
Yeah, and then she's, I don't want, that's not right. It's not
Dude, this
to be
thing is going
to
be clearancing off Walmart. I think the only reason why people are buying shit now is because they just want to scalp it later. I don't know. It's these bots, man. They don't know what they need to buy. Someone needs to program these bots better.
I haven't seen some of these. Bop. I guess we're getting a She-Ra, and I know many faces will come in, Merman. And this dude here, whose name eludes me.
Roboto. Yep.
Sure. And
Fuckface.
Kerrigo, I don't know. It seems like where these are showing up, they're showing up in mass to the point where they're just hanging out. And then what's the deal with people being so excited about getting these in-cap displays?
Kristen, I don't know.
Yo, Kristen is Seinfeld in person. What's the deal with all
that? That little G.I. Joe in cap they had with the first wave. People are throwing four of those. What are you fucking doing with your life?
Tom and I saw one of the end cap displays. It's over by the bikes. They weren't even using it. And he's like, yeah, people are just walking out the store with these. He said he saw a bunch of them at ToyCon this weekend. People just had them at the show.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So Super 7 is one of the 14 companies currently making Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles figures.
Bring them on!
So there's Playmates, McFarlane, Mega Toys, MGA, the people who made Bratz dolls are also making Ninja Turtles. Figma, I'm kidding. But there are a lot. And this happens to be Super 7. So this is their Ultimates line. You get Donatello Muckman with Joe Eyeball.
Muckman.
Nice.
Jones and Mondo Gecko. These are made to order pre-orders at super7.com. Available until Friday, November 6th.
I like how Muckman has a clothespin on his own nose.
Those are pretty dope.
Here's Donatello. They look great. They're $45 a piece. Pre-orders are live. Wow. 2021 release.
That looks good though. Look at that. Wow.
Yeah, you're getting a classic, half whatever face. Yeah. I did hear one complaint about this, that these are literally on the tree if you want these weapons. Which, but part of me is like, why would you take them off? And what? You've got his weapons here.
You got the main thing there. You don't need them.
You get the extra hands and the communicator, the pizza. Pretty cool little package there. I guess that's what the box will look like. Here's Muckman. I have no recollection of this character whatsoever.
Oh, yeah?
I remember.
I think I bowed out of Turtles pretty quick. I mean, I always knew they were there, but I didn't get in the weeds.
You just said muck it.
That's it, yeah. So, there he goes.
You guys are killing him.
This guy is killing him. This guy's a piece of work, for sure. All right, Casey Jones. This is a really good-looking figure, representative of the toy. Of course, he comes with all his weaponry and his golf club bag, and then he comes with other weapons that are on his runner here. That's
exactly the same.
It's a tree. It's not a runner. It's a tree.
I don't know. And then Mondo Gecko with his skateboard powered thing. His braces on his teeth. It's really cool.
Is that a tongue or a Slim Jim coming out of his mouth?
I like how he has the hang loose hand. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You could do whatever you like. Yep. Okay. Moving on from there, Silent Hill 2 figures from Figma. Hey, it's the Red Pyramid thing. Check it out. It's 8 inches tall from stem to stern. $76 includes the Great Knife, spear, and a stand. It's literally a knife you can use in the kitchen.
That's huge.
Yeah. A sun chop!
And also you're getting the bobblehead nurse, which I think you see right there getting drug. And he sticks himself with that. Yeah, there's the bobblehead nurse.
It's pyramid head.
She's 6 inches tall, $66, July release as well. It comes with a knife, a pipe, and a figure stand. I don't know what the fuck's happening.
Dude, I've never seen Figma make anything like this before.
Weird ass, wanted to all be Zelda figures. Shut up.
No, I've never seen anything with these kind of paint applications on a Figma.
I'm terrified and turned on at the same time. Yeah,
I've seen people cosplay as that other character.
God,
thing on its head.
Crazy.
Yo, this game was crazy. I remember the first Silent Hill. I never finished it. I got halfway through and said, I'm out. What year was that? When did that come out, the first one?
I don't remember.
Shout out to Jeremy B.
Jeremy B.
Thanks, Jeremy B.
For digging in the crates here. This is Dead by Daylight Trapper. He's an asymmetrical online... Wait, Dead by Daylight is an asymmetrical online horror video game for 5 players at a time.
Yeah.
One player is the killer and the rest are the victims. Oh, it's just like every other game that's out right now. Cool.
It's kind of like the way they did the Friday the 13th. Someone plays Jason, everybody's got to escape. It's the same deal.
Okay. Yeah, and he apparently can just maim blank bodies here.
Cause... By the way, Silent Hill was 99.
Wow. He's 90, 90, 99, 99, 99. No?
Love balloons.
There you go. All right. Oh, Storm has a bunch of shit for not NYCC. So let's go through the crap that you didn't know you needed. Up first, it's the E Honda figure in the nostalgia color, which I can only figure is like a color that was not available in 5 and it was available in 2. These, I believe, are available from Bluefin if you want them. There's also pre-orders on BBTS for some of them. But this is the same figure we've seen before, just different colors. Hey, it's Haomaru.
Hello.
From Samurai Showdown in his gray outfit. Wait, I don't know. That's red. That's not red gray. Red and black. Okay, I'm just reading these. Sorry, I didn't read through these before.
Thanks, Jeremy B.
Hey, if you don't like white skeletons and you want purple ones,
we got
holler them. At your boy. Storm Collectibles has the goods for you.
That purple life.
There you go.
Golden axe.
Nice. You wanted the golden axe. And then the Mataro figure with the green skeleton. This is probably the best value of any of it. Don't see. I think it's only like $110. It's not super expensive for this giant ridiculous figure. Oh, and then here's the Haomaru figure in the other color.
Good save.
And then they showed a bunch of licensed stuff that I've not really ever heard of. Some of it. There's this character from this game called Nako Ruru. This is from a game I've never played or can't say I've really heard of, Samurai Showdown. But she has turns around. And
That was the game with the swords. That was the game with the swords.
And then Battle of the Planets figures. I mean,
Gatchaman.
For you, Dust.
Oh, man. If I knew they were going to go in with the whole team, I would definitely be in.
Well, I hope they do something other than this hard ass cape that doesn't do anything.
Well, they'll do them all except for the girl one.
No, they're going to do him and then they're going to do Joe. And that's,
yep,
that's
and that's
where
it.
They're going to stop.
All right. Hey, this was revealed at TwoyCon New Jersey.
What the hell is this?
That's right. This is the come on, Betsy. Come on, Betsy. Give a little milk. Milk the Molds, Milk the License, NECA, Turtles in Time, Pirate Bebop and Rocksteady 2-pack. This is a Loot Crate cartoon series. Well, hang on. Bunny costume, Bebop and Rocksteady.
What?
Yeah, so...
I don't remember that.
So the Pirate ones is a Target exclusive, whatever. You know how that goes. And these are a Loot Crate exclusive. Don't know this. The Venture Cap company that owns NECA also owns Loot Crate now. So they've combined forces and made some impossible to get items even more impossible to get. So if you want these, go on Loot Crate and order the Loot Crate for these figures.
So have they already burned through and like now we're going to get Donatello as an astronaut and Michelangelo as a football player and all that shit?
I hope whoever buys it loves every minute of it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Those Easter fanatics out there are going to be fucking pining over this.
Know, those Easter fanatics. They're out there.
They are definitely out there. You got to watch out. There's a hashtag Easter fanatic.
One more thing from NECA, the cartoon series Splinter and Baxter Stockman 2-pack. This is gonna be a Target. It looks really good. The Splinter looks really nice with this.
That looks good. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks good.
And there's his tattoos. And he comes with a version of himself.
That's great, actually. I mean, because the Splinter we got as kids, man, that thing was Bunk. That was like some kind of like sick looking gerbil thing.
Yeah, it was not great.
Yo, sit down. Chop your head off.
Asan Chow.
Flaming sword here.
Thor, blazing sword.
This Baxter Stockman looks great.
That looks really good.
Yeah. I like that they come with the little versions there.
That looks like really like cell shaded too. Like it really looks like an animation.
Yeah. Nice job.
Where they
nice
did the eyes and everything. I wonder if he can really fly. It doesn't say in the picture that he can't.
He smashed the computer on Casey Jones' head. What the hell?
This looks really cool. Hey, look, he comes with a bunch of crap too. That's
Brian,
he
deserved it.
Okay, and
uncomfortable Batman.
Mezco teased the 66 Batman figure, and everybody was losing their mind. But instead, they're getting the 5 points line. This was revealed at Toy Fair back 7 years ago, 6 months ago, in Toy Fair in February, which seems like it was in the late 80s at this point. But it's a pretty cool set. So you get the you get a ton of figures. Robin, Batman, Alfred, Joker, Catwoman, Penguin, Riddler, and the Batmobile. Plus, it comes with a cardboard cutout version of the Batcave in Wayne Manor. Buzzsaw is activated on the windshield and the Batmobile. It's a really cool set. I mean, it's literally everything you would want from this line at once. So, you know, if you're in on something like this, it's definitely right there for you, and you don't have to chase anything around. You can just make the one purchase and be good to go.
That looks pretty good, actually. Yeah.
I like that. It's got a rotating platform for your Batmobile. It's $140, which, I mean, probably seems like a lot for 3¾ figures, but you're getting – 2, 4, 6, 8 figures of Batmobile and the playset.
Yeah, everything around it, yeah.
5 points, though, means he can't do the Batusie, so I'm out.
No, you can't. It's literally, yeah.
I can't stop looking at their crotches.
I know.
Look, but they come with the Bat Shield.
I can't. Look at Robin. Robin looks hilarious right now.
I'm mesmerized by the crotch.
Fucking diaper on.
But I mean, check this out. You get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six of the figures get. I mean, it's just
you get really the Bat Shields. Look at that. You get the Bat Shields. You get the interchangeable heads.
Mm-hmm. The Batmobile that seats two
wow
characters.
It's like the one my grandfather ran over on Christmas Day.
look at that place. That place that's really cool.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool.
That reminds me of the old Mego stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of what they're going for there. There you go. Thanks again to Jeremy for those delicious notes. And yeah. So,
Tyler, you want to do your segment?
Tyler. That's a 3D printer if you didn't know that noise. Yeah. Nice. I think, though, it is time for Poppy's Picks.
Ooh. Oh, did we catch you off guard?
I'm ready.
Oh. Oh, look at this guy.
Hi, Poppy. Hi, Poppy. Yes, it is time for Poppy's Picks. You guys know what it is. Each and every single week, we feature photos here from all our followers on Instagram that have used the hashtag Realm of Collectors.
Realm.
And we pick out a few picks from some of the awesome toy photography to feature here on the show. So, first one up from our boy Pilo. I thought this was a nice, cool, chill shot of Lino and Panthro just chilling.
They're kicking back some brews.
Wow.
Having a beer, you know?
Like, look at that.
Wow.
Somewhere there on Third Earth, you know? That's pretty nice.
Nice. Is that as far of a knee bend as you can get on those figures?
Probably. It looks like
snap.
It looks like he's stressing the plastic there.
It looks like he's got a staple gun in one of his hands.
Looks like me. It looks like me on the toilet.
It's an iPhone. Right? He's got his iPhone.
All right.
Better watch it. He might drop it in the water there, you know? But I thought this was a cool looking shot.
Not bad. I like it.
All right. Next one up from Pseudomain. Very, very moody shot of the recently released Tigatron.
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Very simple, basic. Yeah. I mean, that's what That's what made it stand out to me. Really, really nice shot here. I think it's I think there might have been a scene like this in the Beast Wars series. So I think that's what he was trying to like emulate. But it looks really, really cool.
Actually,
it was Beast Machines.
If you really think about it.
Next one up.
Oh, look at this guy.
New Order 2K. We got a shot here of Cobra Commander looking regal as fuck. Check that shit out. Almost like Pimp Daddy Destro-ish right there.
I need to tell a story
real quick. In a prior life, I was involved in the custom motorcycle hobby. I was at a custom motorcycle show, and the person putting on the show thought he was just the hottest shit. He had a long jacket. Let's just say it was a coat of many colors that his mama made for him, possibly.
Was he it the color dream cone?
It was close. I think he got it from Kramer. It was a very long, flowy coat in many colors. It got caught in the wheel of a motorcycle.
No. Oh. No! Don't say it!
He went down. And this motorcycle must have just been like 90% fiberglass because it just like half of it shattered.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a horrible bike show. But
damn. That's terrible. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Chris, who are you? I motorcycle well, club?
Yeah, you know, I'll say it again. Guy? I had a life before you people.
Yeah, I mean, we all do. We all, yeah, it's funny.
See, now I have to ask, because I've never seen this version of Cobra Commander. Is this like a custom, or do have
no, they this was the SDCC box set one.
Okay.
All Brian, right. If you go to the, Jose rather, or Brian, you can look at it too. If you go to the Crash Box YouTube channel, there's actually a review of this figure.
Nice.
I got an early copy. So, and there's, I figured out the paint app. There's a paint app missing.
Japanese guys that you're buying that shit from.
It's Hong Kong. On eBay. Hong Kong. I have a friend in Hong Kong. Sorry.
So, what was the deal with the paint app?
So, if you look at every single version of this, there's a paint app missing on the shirt. You can see it here. If you look right like above his belt, there's a gold stripe on both sides of this chest piece, and it's missing. Right there on the right above, like the hilt of the sword where it meets the belt. Every single one of it's missing. Well, I was looking at my figures, and the standard version of the figure is like that. It has the stripe all the way up one side and only halfway on the other. And I think whoever was painting them probably had been working on the other one and just didn't realize it needed it. So, but it'd be interesting to see if the second wave of those that comes out from the pre-orders. Is missing it as well. So.
Thanks.
Might have some exclusive shit.
Well, I'm sure. I know where I'm heading right after ETR. So check out that review.
Right. Thanks.
Awesome. Next one up from Franchise Photography. Nice.
I was hoping he's going to say to the bodega to get a battery.
Nice dope shot here of Zio Ranger 5 and the Gold Ranger. Look like they're taking on a bunch of. Jackals?
Is that Starman from Pro Wrestling on NES?
Close.
Awesome shot. Like, awesome set piece, what he set up here. Very nice, tight shot.
Yeah, it looks good.
He always does. Look at that. This guy.
Back to back. Look at that. Yeah. That's good. That really is fucking good. Holy shit.
Pretty nice. All right. And next one up from Adamus Nitron. How dope is that?
Yeah, I saw this today. I was like, wow.
Yeah, it's great, man.
Dope looking shot of Cannonball there and the blast off effect with the lighting and everything just looks absolutely awesome.
So, very good. Yeah.
Yeah, really good work here. Is this the Marvel Legend figure that they just
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah that's what that is.
I have no legs.
Yeah, the no legs one, yeah. Like the smoke like from Ground Zero. Like where
oh, it looks great.
You're like, yeah, that's amazing.
That lens flare.
Lens flare. Really, really good shot. And that does it this week. So, guys, if you want to be featured here on Enter the Realm, all you got to do is a couple of things. Post a toy photo on Instagram and make sure that you use the hashtag Realm.
Realm.
A Realm of Collectors. You can follow us all here on Instagram at Realm of Collectors. That's our official Instagram page. And make sure you follow that Realm of Collectors hashtag so you don't miss out on any of those great photos. And you could add your great photos if you use that hashtag on Instagram. Thanks, everybody, for participating. Really, really appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, Peppy.
All right, all right.
The Peppy over here, the Peppy.
Keep on rolling. All right, sorry.
Rolling, 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 rolling.
Roland. Speaking of Roland, I finished this week Schitt's Creek, the entire series.
Wow.
I got to go pee, man. So keep this for going for a minute. I'll be
okay. Right. Have you guys seen that show, Schitt's Creek?
No.
I watched a couple episodes a while back.
Oh, it's so funny, man. It's just – it's ridiculously funny.
Is that a Netflix show?
It is, and yes, you can watch it on Netflix, but it was actually done by the Canadian Broadcasting Company and a channel called Pop. But it won, like, the reason I had heard of it, but like I ended up watching the Emmys when they came on this year, just mainly out of curiosity to see how they would do it. And that show, like, I think it swept the comedy category. I'm like,
oh, no shit.
Okay. I mean, it's not necessarily a laugh track funny show. But it reminds me a lot of like Arrested Development, if you guys have ever seen that.
Oh, movie. Nice.
Yep.
Which is one of my all-time favorite shows.
That's a good one, yeah.
Cornballer.
Did you guys check out Cobra Kai at all?
I've seen it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I saw it back when it was on the YouTube days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny, and I don't know why, but this is a weird flex. I have YouTube Premium. But I was like, ugh, it's on YouTube. Why would I want to watch it here? Oh God. That's for like, no, that's where I watch videos and reviews. I don't watch
right.
It. Yeah.
And I never, but as soon as it came on Netflix, I'm like, it's been legitimized.
It's funny. Chris, I was checking out the movies that YouTube has on free right now. And there's a Kevin Costner movie out there, 3 Days to Kill. I watched that this weekend. I was like, this movie's actually pretty good. Like, I never even knew that movie ever existed.
Wait, you watched a what?
A movie on YouTube, because,
Yeah, hold on, Jose, I got you, bro. Thanks, there you bro. Go. Just lean right in.
Yeah.
I got you.
Massage.
How's that feel?
Scalp.
How's that feel? Ooh, to the left, to the right, to the right, to the left.
Thanks to the you. Left, to the left.
Like Trevor Bell?
Ladies and gentlemen, jokes that come off. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. When you guys were talking about Schitt's Creek, it's on the radar. I haven't watched it yet. I'm a huge Eugene Levy fan.
Oh, dude, you'd love this show.
Him and his eyebrows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, stuff. They're on full tilt.
Did you check out Cobra Kai, Dust?
No, not yet. I have not got to it. I've seen the first season. I just haven't gone any further than that. No.
Did you all like it?
Oh yeah,
it gets a little bit Degrassi for me the second season. It gets a little bit too much teen angst drama.
Yeah, I just like the fact that the story's flipped, and Macchio's the douchebag.
Right.
The douchebag for the old one. Yeah, I get your point. Yeah, that's right. He did come over here. He did do that. Yeah, you have every right to fight back.
there was one point where Macchio says something, and JD looked at me, and he's like, I'm turning it off. I'm turning off. I can't. Because it gets.
What did he say?
It gets a little like campy. After school special.
Yeah, with the kids. Once you saw all those kids.
Yeah. GOT and JD was like, "I'm out. I'm out.
Yeah, a little campy, but they're trying to bring in that younger audience too. Dude, they're trying to make it balance.
Chan, did you guys get to the end of season two yet?
Yeah,
dude, that was fucking nuts.
It's a pretty I think it gets better as it goes, kind of.
I think the end of season two is just so off the rails. It's ridiculous. It's like, come on. Really? That's not going to really happen. Really? In the entire – come on.
I feel like the acting gets a little better as you approach the end of season two.
This is what you do when you want Harrigan to purr. If you want to start purring, you just
– like,
all right, enough. Enough.
Anyway.
All right. Well, now that chuckle fest is over, we can firmly.
Well, there's only 18 picks tonight. Come on.
We can firmly decide, just like the last spoonful of peanut butter at a 4-man dinner.
Oh, baby.
Oh, boy. Brian, let's spread them thin. Let's talk about some robots.
The ghost in the corner is killing me right now.
He's got nothing to say now, does he? He got nothing to say. There you go.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'll throw the Ghostbuster dog out there for you.
Thanks. That's good, too.
Oh, Chris, so it's fitting you're drinking Mountain Dew tonight because I got the
Mountain Dew. Diesel. That's right.
M diggity. Okay, and that's it, folks.
Wow.
He's done talking.
So,
oh, shit.
Feed him to the shark to God. Yeah. This is from an Instagrammer, Queen Stodge. I just...
Wow,
Chris, was this your endeavor for collecting Sharktacons to do something?
You
like
know, maybe at one point in time, I had been misguided to the fact that. Look, I'm just gonna say.
Wait, is that what you were gonna do with the Zuvios? I mean,
listen,
Zuvio.
I'm gonna take the glasses off. I'm gonna get serious for just a minute, folks. I'm gonna get serious for just a minute. If your toy collecting involves an inflatable kiddie pool, get the fuck out. Leave. Don't pass go.
Fuck you.
Don't collect $200.
You're out.
Leave. And make sure you deflate the kiddie pool. Because we don't want to have to deal with your air.
Same type of person buys panties out of a vending machine.
He just said, saying. Get the fuck out.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Oh, God, that's funny stuff.
Oh, and Dusty sent this to me. So,
yeah,
hey,
I sent it to you.
Hey, everybody, don't forget about Unicron. So the news behind this pick I saw was... Kapow Toys over in the UK said Hasbro UK reached out to them, said, hey, Unicron, expect by the end of January next year, perhaps. So,
perhaps.
I mean, the way time's flying, I mean, I'm going to blink my eyes and that thing's going to be on my doorstep tomorrow. You know, who knows?
What up, Sportimus? Glad you made it home.
Biggest Transformer ever.
Biggie.
It's still nowhere near big enough.
See, the reason why I sent it to you because it really doesn't seem like it was like that. I don't know.
Well, this is all about perspective, Dust. There was
another. But I know. Yeah, if you put that one back a couple, it's gonna be.
Yeah, he's really like this tall or something.
Yeah. It just.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm happy for you guys.
Sportman says he's walking to Texas now, Dust.
All right. Cool. Deep in the heart.
Perfect effect. I'm relying on you for upgrade kits for this, man. I'm really... You gotta pull through for me. You gotta.
What does he need? What does he need? What does he need?
Needs, oh, you he got needs, the sergeant here. Don't fucking piss off the sergeant.
Dude, he needs these broken off. These things broken off. This shit in the back broken off.
What's all the... Yeah.
And this thing right here... Like so, Jose, you got the studio cell, right?
Yeah, I mean, when you compared those two.
So here's the thing.
Did you even open that yet?
I opened it and checked it out, yeah.
Send it to me. I'll give you $250.
It's because I tell you what, like this Unicron's got all the posability with all the, you know, the elbow swivels and all that other shit that you need on a figure and the waist swivel. But when you swing his waist, these things right here are going to be sticking out forward toward your face. Like, they don't... They need some articulation here to swing back. It's going to look terrible.
Like a bat wing.
You put this thing in a dynamic pose, it's going to look awful. So, just... me for buying this.
Strong opinions over here from
the Brickalizer, man. He's seeing it, man. He's got the crystal ball. You know the Brickalizer.
I will say that the way that they engineered that studio cell and hid like all the kibble that you see on this. I mean, it's like wow. You know, they could have done a better job, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no place to put
it. At least they give it this one.
Dude, man, I'm gonna encapsulate the whole shipping box in plexiglass and turn it into an end table. That's basically what I'm gonna
That's do. A great idea.
Yeah.
And Sportum says, and it's $600. Da 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 da. Sport.
It's efficient. It's efficient.
Cool official. That I can laser cut acrylic now.
It's efficient. You want an iPhone or you want a razor? Come on.
No, I'm good. I'm not planning on shaving today.
I'm gonna Boost Mobile. Chirp, chirp.
All Yo, right.
So bitch, she Ooh. Thought a razor phone was to cut a face with.
Chirp, chirp.
So, big news for you Combiner Wars fans who didn't complete your Abominus maybe in the past, but...
both of yous.
There's a Generation Selects that's coming out, which has a different deco than what we saw on the original Hasbro version. Like, the original Hasbro didn't have, like, this purple paint on the both helmet and whatnot. Mm-hmm. However, this is $190. Mm-hmm. Wowzers!
Both of yous.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the Limbots don't really look that much different in terms of color. Like most of it is on.
Tell them, Siege.
Hunger, like yeah, the head piece right there, and I think the chest piece is an extra, like added piece that didn't come with the original. Yeah. But $190.
Wow.
Would you say get the fuck out of here?
Well,
you know, just get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I was actually disappointed with this set, with the power, the primes when it came out. Like it seemed like the weakest out of all of them.
I like these figures individually, though. I thought they were kind of fun to mess with. But it's been it's been combined on a shelf over there for like a year. just saying. I mean, Combiner Wars appreciates in value. So if you wanted the original set, you'd probably still be forking over $200 for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I don't know who you're talking to, but it sure is me.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I love
All
you.
Right.
It's hey, time. Wow.
It's time for comparison with Gene. Yeah,
I spent a long time looking at these pictures, man. I really did.
Now, remember when everybody thought that the Make Toys was the spinning image of the cartoon, and it was so good, couldn't get any better.
Can't see his head. Never could. Awful.
See, yeah, that's Brad. What I always say with Make Toys. If someone had come out with a third-party head...
God damn, that's awful.
For those seekers, I would be very happy.
Right?
Did I see somebody selling those the other two Make Toy seekers for like $250 or $300?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
I paid like $300 for my set, man, or $300 for my set, man.
Some of these crappy ass. I listen. I overpay for shit all the time, but like Grump for $250.
Yeah.
Y'all Dude. Have lost a chromosome somewhere. I don't know.
But, you know, and
I'm flipping my fans toys and Decepticons for 12 honey.
No,
12 kidding. Honey.
You're kidding.
Watch.
You know, lo and behold, here comes the mothership and bam. Now that. Remember though. God, so good.
There's things between both of them that I'm just like, I like Make Toys. I like that.
Tell me what you like on the Make Toys, because I can't, looking at it now, I can't see it.
But compared to the car?
Yeah.
Number one, the color. The car is, I don't like that gray. I can't do the gray. I can't do the gray.
The gray is no good. You want to...
the gray is no good.
They'll give you a different color. They give you a MP52 plus.
Yeah.
Plus key.
It's been a minute, Chris.
Plus key's back.
Plus key power activate.
Nice clean jet modes. And then, of course, we know with the main toys of the fillers and all that shit.
You know, they should make something to kind of fill those out.
Got them. You know, they both have the pros and cons on the back. I mean, I don't basically, like, I'm trying to convince myself.
Kara,
like,
got it,
I got one Kara fucking got foot out the door. Yeah, I do not want to be brought back
in. You're getting that Starscream.
I'm not. Yeah. No, I'm not doing another five years for fucking Seekers. No way.
Import prices have been spotted at 188.
Yeah, 188.
Compared to the 275 retail.
The retail, yeah.
And then from the side.
Look at that. Oh,
man. Look at
those
this.
Legs, man. Look at those legs.
Yeah, bro. The legs are super clean, man. That's like boot cut and fucking JNCOs.
No wonder.
You got JNCOs to the left, and you get a nice clean boot cut to the right.
No way. Make those run out of business.
Does that say used jeans on the side of the left one? The old Jamaicans, remember back in the day, Jamaican guys used to wear the used jeans. But yeah, Braun in the chat said picked up Fansworks Perceptor Tesla for $130 today. Yeah, that's not bad. That's pretty good price.
Pretty good price.
Especially the fact that Fansworks is never going to make those because they're shut down. But you know,
yep. And then we have. Yeah, the underside. The
Brian,
underside.
Other than the color, stop! You're going to make me spend more money.
Come on.
That's clean, man. Look at
that,
that
is clean.
If Hasbro collected this, I would be embarrassed to have them make toys.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I'd be embarrassed.
You think it's that far
I'm going to think, Dust, if you don't get the Takar one, I'm going to think less of you as a collector.
Stop.
And then I'm going to need you to replace all your other ones with a new, because, you know, maybe once a quarter they'll give you a break.
No, I can't do the long game anymore, man. No. I just can't do it. Man, that does look clean. No,
Make Toys had it, but Takara came and knocked them out the box.
Yeah.
Ah, man.
Yeah.
Knocked them out the box.
Yeah, but then you got to worry about the QC issues that Takara has been dealing with, the paint issues.
True.
I don't need fucking shit breaking off.
I agree with Chris. Like, look at that tiny little face.
Yeah, I always hated the heads on those fucking. That's one of the main reasons why I didn't go in on them, but at the time it was the only thing and they looked way better than the original, so I went with it. I always say Beetlejuice.
That is a hell of a head.
You know what? You know what he looks like? He looks like, you know, my father that left me when I was three. Here we go, stories. My sister made amends with him, and she said, your buddies are hanging out in the park. Go see them. And it was actually my father who wanted to see me before he died because he had cancer and his fucking face was falling off.
That
looks like my father.
Fucked up.
Deep tonight, guys. Deep tonight.
Running deep.
Beetlejuice.
It's really bizarre how much better that head sculpt is on that Takara.
Yeah, though. I mean, if Dr. Wu came out with a better head, for the make toys, I'd be all in. I'd be happy just keeping them. Honestly, at this point in time, I don't like that dark gray. I don't like that gray at all. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
I actually like. I do. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I do like the way it looks. I like it.
I do. I understand what you're saying, though. I do understand.
That.
Trying to make me buy this shit.
The main toy's ball mold doesn't look bad, but
Dust, I'm sticking with the middle one. So I mean, shame on me.
What? Oh, that's the one. Is that the Walmart one?
Yeah. KPP. Yep. The Toys R Us. This is the Toys R Us.
Oh, that's the Toys R Us one or the Walmart one?
Oh, that's the one with the things on the sides.
No, that's this first one here. The MP03. But yeah, this is the MP11. I remember getting that Toys R Us for $60.
I remember when MP03 came out, and I was like, "Oh, Starscream, this is cool, but what the fuck is this?"
Oh,
and then
yeah.
Like the designer's like, "I want to make it look like a real." Like, nobody wants that, dude. What are you doing with your life?
I remember when I first got in this game, I was late, so the Coronation Starscream has been out for a minute, and it was limited. You couldn't get it. I paid $300.
Yeah.
Jeez.
$300 for my Coronation Starscream.
Wow.
And I'm like, I'm not embarrassed to say I paid for that because I've had it for how many years? It's fucking incredible. It's still an incredible figure. And I don't think I'll ever sell it because it was just one of those grails for me. You know what I mean?
You also know you can never get your money out of it.
Oh, no. If I get $100, I'm lucky.
Yeah, but looking pretty good.
Yeah, man, they that whole wrist thing with the arms, they've cleaned that up. The legs look fucking fantastic. The waist looks good. I'm just worried about the Kara curse with the fucking quality and the paint issues and the flaking and just the snapping of the joints.
You know, I think it's like you could probably put together a pretty you could put together I only collect great, yesterday's masterpiece collection. and literally you could like pick up everybody's discarded last best version. Yeah. Well, this is the second best masterpiece collection.
You know, Chris, it's funny that you say that because, you know, it's one of the things I kind of struggle with my masterpiece collection. Even with Fanstoys doing their re-releases and upgrades of existing figures they've done previously, it's like, you know, it's a masterpiece collection. It's supposed to be the uber collection, but here I am, you're like, I don't want to replace them anymore. It's like, well, is it still a masterpiece collection then? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Because you know, you're finally getting something that's going straight. It's all going the one lane, and then now all of a sudden it's shifting lanes, and that lane shifts even more, and you're like, who? Do I want to do another fucking 5 years? If they said, yeah, we're going to drop these in 6 months, all three of them, all right, I'll flip them. I'll swap them out. I'm not playing that game, man. I got one leg out the door, man. I'm out. I just want to finish this shit, man.
No, you don't.
I got to fucking collect Hummels.
I'm going to start fly
fishing.
Longa burger baskets. The day I do fly fishing...
I'm going to sit in a fucking trout stream with some waders and fly fish, smoking a cigar and drinking a 40.
It's very calming, fly fishing.
Yes, it is. Very calming.
Very, very calm. Until the damn kids come around with the beach party.
I really took some time and I looked at these pictures and I compared them. And I'm like, holy shit. But I just... And, you know, we were all off. We were like $300, $280. You know, $180, it's fair. Yeah, I think it's fair, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
But lately with Takara, with their problems, I mean, I don't know. You know, every release so far has had issues.
I'm curious to see what other people think.
They're becoming the ex-trans bots of this fucking game, honestly, with their bullshit.
I want to hear what people say when they have it in hand. That's where I'm at.
I want to hear what people say.
I'm going to wait for the KO. I'm going to wait for the store to get the KO. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the KO fix the gray for sure.
Yeah, the gray.
God, I hate that. But you still hear that.
Let's just wait for them.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same shit. It's still going around. But I mean, that's a huge difference, man. Wow, look at that. And even for you, Chris, to say, wow. That the car looks way better.
No. I didn't say it looks way better. I just said the oh, yeah. I said the mid toy looks like shit.
Oh, okay. but doesn't that say that the car looks better than the make toys? If you say the make
don't
toys look
don't better. Don't mistake my hate for liking the opposite. Swear to God, there's a difference.
Ladies, you heard it here live on it. ETR. Wow. Yeah, that's. Hey, yep. Look at this guy.
Whoa, fancy.
The fuck? Fancy
so,
boy.
Magic Square is putting out their Optimus Prime again.
Of course.
Now you may think yourself, Frank, I know that you've shown us metallic versions of the Magic Square Legends Prime before. Mm-hmm. And I would have to tell you, yes, we have. I have shown you that.
Okay.
This is they did put this out once before.
Oh, it's a metallic. This is metallic, the new one.
Right. It's like uber
extra metallic. Uber.
Extra.
There uber you metallic. Go. That's the word. Uber metallic.
Uber.
This even got frosted glass.
Yeah. It's. So it's pretty crazy. They're putting out another one. You know, Prime sells.
So didn't I think not Magic. What was the other one?
DX9.
No. Transform Element just put out a cell shaded version.
Ah, yes, the masterpiece scale version.
Cell shaded.
Yeah.
With shells in it.
Shell.
But how shell shaded. Shell shaded.
But how long until they start doing that too? You know.
Yeah. Who knows?
Did they come out with their metallic version too?
Yes, they already did. Yeah, a long time ago. That was like back during like last Skullfest.
Oh, they jumped on it. Jump on it. Yeah. But is it Ultra?
I don't know. Not ultra like this. Mm. Yeah. I'm not sure. So they're putting it out again. Oh, and look what else jumped up from the past. Zeta is like,
just
hey.
When you thought it was safe to not buy overpriced. Okay, who paid the most for a Toy World fucking Conehead?
So the Toy World made the Conehead.
They're from France.
Like, back in the days, remember like the the Takara Coneheads were $179.99.
Yeah, but these were 3 or 4 years before that, weren't they?
No, this is around the same time, I think.
They had a different scale. They were taller. They were a little bit taller. Bigger.
And also at the same time, the BB7 Coneheads came out as well.
I still got them, and I love them. Shout out Team BB7. I love those things, man.
But here, Zeta pulls this out, and they're re-releasing these again. And I'm like, think of all the Make Toys people who've been waiting for the damn Coneheads, right?
Never happened. Why do you think that one figure was called Endgame? Think about it, people. Endgame.
To be fair, dirge, the word dirge has something to do with like eulogies at a funeral or something like that. So,
yep. And we sang dirges in the dark.
But if people want something to fill out that gap, I mean, I guess it makes sense to have these out, but these are taller, folks. These are taller than your.
I mean, I heard that it's a pretty good mold. I heard they're pretty decent, but they tried to redo the scale. They pulled a Todd Mac. They pulled the old Todd Mac and tried to change the scaling.
I think that these would look better next to the MP11s, though. The Make Toys are too clean for these. But
oh yeah, it's definitely not tuned. That's top stylized, without
doubt. Dude, I mean, remember how crappy those Takara ones? Those things are. I when I saw this, I was like, let me go check prices on the Takara Coneheads, and they are back to commanding a big price tag. Because remember, really? they dropped in the toilet.
Oh yeah, it dropped. It was like 1932.
Right, because everybody thought that Make Toys. Oh, Make Toys are coming. Let me get rid of this.
It was bread lines and people jumping out of windows.
Nobody wants the car ones anymore. But guess what? All these people coming back in, they're like, the Takara Coneheads are the only Coneheads available. Really? Yeah. So,
well, Endgame. Endgame. What does that mean?
So, you know,
they knew. They knew they were done.
Well, and I tell you, if Takara is putting out a new Seeker mold, then you won't see one from Fans Toys probably for a very, very, very long time. Even if they do decide to do every figure, they don't step on the mothership's toes.
Brian, they got shut down.
Don't you read
the Transformers news?
Is that why I don't have my Astro Chain yet?
Yeah, is that you read third party news? It's done. They're done.
Oh, I don't know.
This just in.
So anyway, I thought that this was funny.
That one out.
Sure we did.
This segment of Enter the Realm is brought to you by Akibus, the official e-tailer of the Realm of Collectors. Visit Akibus.com today for all your masterpiece and third-party needs. $5.95 flat rate shipping, free shipping on orders over $150, and Agabucks, your same-as cash reward system. Spend money and earn cash towards your next purchase. Visit Agabus.com today for details. And make sure you follow on social media.
Thanks, Sandy. Sorry.
Work it out, guys. Brian Brink, what is new this week at Agabus?
It's like double Dutch.
Oh, no.
This week at Agabus, we got the Flame Toys, Optimus Prime, Fury, Y, model kits, G1 version in stock. Wham, bam, I still have mine sealed in the box over here. I might
good for you.
Build that someday.
There you go.
And it's got the Figure Arts Wonder Woman 1984.
Wonder Woman!
How timely.
Why so now? When the movie comes out in 2084, you can celebrate the 100th anniversary of the date of the original movie's release.
By that time, Mayfix might actually have one out.
Yeah. By the time this comes out, she's going to have mom hands.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hands of leather.
And but from what I understand, people who do have this are raving about it compared to the original. So
raving.
Boom, 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 boom. I don't know. I saw one guy post an opinion, so one I just guy. Assume that everyone is raving about it.
they might be stark raving about it.
It takes
stark
one guy to do a review, but five guys to make a burger.
That's
just saying.
A good burger.
Hey, check me out. Find me on.
And fries too.
Mm-hmm.
Yum fries. And also the Transformer Studios series Skipjack.
Where's his legs?
Yep.
Lieutenant Dan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
he jumps around on a pogo.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've been waiting to complete your
nobody's
Bay series movie anything. Devastator, there's Skipjack for you.
Skipjack. This is like nobody's buying
this. His name is Skipjack.
You're skipping Jack.
It's a fucking early 2000s metal band.
Is that when your foot falls asleep when you're giving your back the business and you have to
Skipjack?
And here's
live when Linkin Park and Slipknot, we got Skipjack.
Wiki wiki wiki. Don't forget Power Man 5000 taking the main stage.
Evanescence is following up with Bring You.
And closing out the show tonight, we have Monster Magnet. And seven other bands that'll probably all die.
It's a 2000 extravaganza.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 2K, fun 2K, stuff. 2K.
Fun guys. Stuff.
I'm sorry, guys. I had to let it out tonight, man. I really had a good time tonight.
I got told something that made me feel very old this week, that Linkin Park's debut album.
Wait a minute. I'm getting all choked up.
Oh, came out 20 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
I'm so choked up. Yeah.
Nobody?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Wow. We somehow drug that out. So here we are. Chan.
Yeah.
It worked. Did you have your Clint Barn with him?
Right here.
Why don't you tell everybody about our friends that hung out with us in the chat tonight?
Tonight we had Nightwing and them, Kenneth A., Toy Mafia, Antoine, Rogue War, Sean M., Doodle Cheese, Jerry R., Wolfie, Buttonoli, Delirium, Daltinian, Shay J, Knight of Ren, Ralph L, Sportimus, Pigment Surgery, Braun, Dante Bio, Jedi Mindset, P. Ferguson, Jeremy B.
Hold on, I want to try that.
Blank Frank, Nick L, Dom, Commander Cube, Joey R, Vendetta Vinny, Y. Sarek, Dare 2727, and Tiderium Hanger. I think that's
everybody. Chris is like, I'm not going to do it.
All right. Oh, I didn't. I was paying no attention. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us tonight in the chat. Let's take a spin again around the Jackyard and tell the internet where you at, Mr. Brink.
Hey, you can find me at Brinkalizer on Instagram. Tune in tomorrow night for all new episode of Breaking the Molds. And if you want us to talk about something, tell us and we'll talk about it. Otherwise, you're going to hear me and Dom talk about meat and toys and stuff.
Meat and toys.
Let me set an alarm. Because you're selling it to me.
Yeah, you're selling it really good there, buddy.
Sounds like a plan. Sign me up.
All right. Damn it, you gotta fuck me up here. fuck it, Chan.
You can find me, Chandra Cooper, on Facebook. You can find me right here with you guys on Monday nights. You can find me every other Wednesday when with the Shelf Gravy stuff, and on Thursday nights doing the Total Package podcast with the ladies at 8:30.
Jose, you'll go next.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all at Harrick and BX. Check out Verbally Challenged on all audio platforms. And as Brink said, BTM tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on this channel. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Hey, Chan.
Yeah.
Are we shelf graving on Wednesday?
Yeah.
All right. Shelf gravy Wednesday.
There you go. Dust.
Yo, Dust Mites on Instagram. That's MIGHTZMOUSC. Eddie Dust Mites on Facebook. Hey, Nothing Lasts Forever. It's coming out, hopefully digitally, on October 31st. On Bandcamp. And guess what? It's not free, you fucks.
Oh, damn. But
20 tracks, baby. 20 tracks.
I pay for my shit when I download it. I don't know what
Oh, man. Chris, thank you.
I don't know what you hooligans
I really appreciate everybody that's supported and listened and enjoyed. But I've been working on this for almost 2 years, so... I'm at the final stages. It's the final countdown. Copyright. copyright. But yeah, man, I really had a good time. Thank you guys. I fucking needed this, man. I really did, and I love everyone.
Word.
Shout out to the chat squad.
Pinkerton on Instagram, Crashbox Customs on all your social media. Christopher Pinkerton on the good book, because that's what my mama named me.
Da book.
You can find the Realm on Facebook. Our Facebook group is Realm of Collectors. You can find us on Instagram at Realm of Collectors. Shout out to Antoine Steady putting in work over there. You can also follow the hashtag Realm of Collectors to see what else the Realm is up to. We have a website. That's right. We pay for it. It's realmofcollectors.com. Of course, you can find us here on YouTube and I think every audio platform you can imagine out there. And I'll say it because I hadn't said it in a while, even on Stitcher, Jimmy. But we're also on Amazon and Audible. If you you want to actually listen to some podcasts.
Ballers.
I listen to I noticed that we're on there. Nerd Rage Radio. I'm on Nerd Rage Radio. It's also on Amazon just to see if it, you know, if it pulls up pretty much the same. Did I leave anything out? We're part of the Cool Table. You can look it up on Facebook and see who actually posts on the Cool Table. Yep, I said it.
Who actually is still part of the Cool Table?
Who is the Cool Table? Maybe we should do a whole,
I don't know.
A whole question mark. Who is
VH1 Classics remembers the Cool Table.
And then it all fell apart. All right. That's going to do it for us tonight. Don't forget, you have a full week of fun entertainment here on the Realm of Collectors channel. Tuesday night, you have Break the Mold. Wednesday, you have Shelf Gravy. Thursday, there's nothing on this channel, but you can listen to the Total Package podcast. And on Fridays, there's MPSP Theater is back.
It's back again, baby.
Powerful, all flavorful. Masterpiece Shit Piece Theater.
Back again. So make sure
you check that out. Because, you know, sports. Do people still do that? I don't know.
This gentleman wants to know what kind of grease I use on my stash. It's the museum wax. You can pick it up.
As I demonstrated recently.
I mean, this is Chris's advice. So I'm just following.
Right, Midnight Navy synthetic dye. You know, it really gets the trick done there for you.
Mm-hmm,
all right. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm going to say these words now. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you were here with us. And we appreciate that.
He's done talking.
Say it with me now. Really?